Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it is my honor to welcome on the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, who put up some of his own money initially to fund the purchase of the liquor store that was converted to a food mart. Commissioner Goodell, thank you so much for the time and joining the score here in Chicago. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Danny. Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Thank you so much for your time. What attracted you to this project initially?
Well, the direct answer to that would be Sam Acho. I have great admiration for Sam, not simply as a football player, which obviously I do, but really more the man that he is. Through our collective bargaining process, he was on the executive council and was negotiating on behalf of the Players Association and did a terrific job. Everything I've ever been involved with Sam has been extraordinary. And, you know, when he talked to me about this project and called last spring, you know, I could hear the passion, obviously understand the importance to the Austin community and what he was doing. We wanted to support it, my family and I. And so it was really supportive of Sam, but also supportive of, I think, the important work that he's doing in Chicago community as well as other communities.
RG, this is Sam. I'm so glad. Oh, yeah, thank you.
I didn't know you were on, Sam.
I waited too. I was going to leave. I was going to go home. They told me you were coming on at this time. I waited 2.5 hours to come.
I'm sorry. No. Well, I would have said all those nice things on air for you if I knew you were on.
I know. That's why I didn't say. I was tempted not even to speak. I was like, let me just soak it all in.
RG, by the way. RG is very friendly. Are we on this level now, Raj? Can I call you Raj?
Yes,
or RG?
RG, Raj is good for me. Yeah, no problem.
Well, and what people don't know, like, people see NFL commissioner and they hear about the NFL and they look at the shield, but what they don't know is that you actually showed up. Like, when all this happened last year after George Floyd was killed and so many people were confused and didn't know what to do and wanted to help and serve, you actually got on a plane and you came to Chicago and you showed up. You have family roots in Chicago, like, you have a tie. Can you tell me or tell us, anybody listening, yes, you said, yeah, Sam's connected, but you actually got on a plane and you came and you saw. You came to Austin. You came to the liquor store teardown party. You gave your own money, not just NFL grant money, your actual money. Like, can you talk a little bit about that side of Roger Goodell that people may not always get a chance to see?
Well, you know, I always like to say, listen, money's important to support various efforts, and we all know that. But it was really more to show the support of the work that you're doing and the important work that needs to be done in so many of our communities. And to me, I love the idea that, one, you were leading this along with a number of the players across a variety of sports. Two, that it was in a community that really needed this kind of hope, this kind of inspiration, and this kind of investment. And I think having them see us there and see that we care is more important than the money, frankly. And to me, I wanted to actually see it. I wanted to see the vision that you had. I think we also got a chance to take the first shot at the sledgehammer, as I recall, and that was cool. And then to be able to come back and see it later, and see it finished, I thought that was really great. And, you know, my wife was able to come back when you had finished the project, who is a Chicago native, and that was fun for me. So it was really all about not just putting the money in, but supporting it and really seeing the impact that it's making, which is why my hat's off to you on that.
Yeah, and you talk a lot about sustainability. When we were there, we were doing the sledgehammer and the hat and tearing down the liquor store. The first question you asked, because a lot of people, they love throwing money at things, or some people don't, but you asked about sustainability. What's the long-term plan? You talked about, hey, it's a pop-up mart, but is this going to become permanent? And so it's really cool for you to be coming back around another, a year later to see this thing become permanent. So really, I just want to say hats off to you for just being so consistent in your, in not just coming for a photo shoot, but you actually care.
Well, Sam, you know, I'm a big believer that you don't do things, you know, just for, you know, a headline, or you do it to really make an impact. And that, listen, the issues that we're all dealing with, that you're leading the way on in so many areas, it needs to be a sustained effort. Otherwise, I don't think we're going to be able to solve the really complex and deep problems that exist in many of our communities. And so that, to me, that's part of the commitment you got to make when you get into this, and you've done that, and we're right behind you.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell joining us here on The Score. Roger, it seemed like last year you were very upfront about listening to people on subjects that maybe you didn't have a lot of information on. What do you think you learned throughout the process of talking to players about issues of social justice, issues of economic justice?
Yeah, you know, Danny, you make the point that the good news for me is it didn't start last year. It actually started about 5 years ago when a group of players that really formulated the Players Coalition, Anquan Boldin, Malcolm Jenkins, so many others who really came to me and said, this is what's happening in our communities. And, you know, I'm the first to tell you, I was not aware of it. It was an education for me. It was a deeper understanding. So sadly, when the George Floyd murder happened, we had already been very deep into this issue, and with all of our clubs, with our players, in working to address these issues and to make change. And so I'm proud of where the league was ahead of this. We actually doubled down on our commitments in this area, including another $250 million, of which we've already committed $160 of that $250. And so to me, it was all of the education those players and the leadership that they did and the courage they had to stand up and really the work that they put in, period. It's like Sam, they're out there doing the work and making changes, and that's what makes me so proud of them. And they were pretty much singularly my education. And, you know, I was able to go on, you know, down into communities. I was going to courtrooms to see the criminal justice system. I was going on ride-alongs with police and community leaders and players. And we did all this around the country, and that really gave me an eye-opening experience that allowed us to sort of put these plans in place, get our clubs behind it, and I think put the NFL in a place where we're really making serious change in support of our players, but also our communities.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell with us for just another minute on the What About Chicago Radiothon here on The Score. If you want to fund and donate to the construction of a permanent facility for Austin Harvest, like Commissioner Goodell did, please text GIVE to 44995 or 670thescore.com/give. The one football question I will ask you on behalf of the city of Chicago: everyone wants to know where the league stands on where you think the future of the Chicago Bears. Is it in Arlington Heights, or is it at Soldier Field on the lakefront?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question other than to know that, you know, that this is a really early stage to develop potentially an alternative. But I think a lot has to be done here. I know their commitment to the Chicago area is 110%, and that's the most important thing for me. But I listen, we have a long lease at Soldier Field. It's a great place, but we're all looking to the long term and trying to look at alternatives, and that's what the Bears are doing. But I think for fans right now, I wouldn't be focused on that. There's a lot that has to go into this. For right now, let's enjoy the 21 season and a lot of excitement for the Bears.
Justin Fields, we're very excited, Roger.
I hear it's called Soldier Fields. Is that what I mean?
that's what they're trying to make it. Yeah, Soldier Fields, exactly.
Well, RG, I appreciate you, man. I thank you for coming on. Thank you for being who you are. I know you talked about at the beginning about our time and the bargaining and the relationship. I personally didn't know you well until then. And over these last few years, I've got a chance to know you a whole lot better. And the amount of respect I have for you as a father, as a husband, as a commissioner, as a man, it is through the roof. And it's based on the time that we spent together, not based on stuff you read or stuff you hear about, but based on actually spending time with you. And so thank you for your time. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do.
Well, Sam, thank you. You know the feeling's mutual, and proud of what you're doing there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.